soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Kutiva na kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 20 kuNcwabakazi 2021 igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Nazi ezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. IMDC Alliance ithi ngamanga aluhlaza impiko yokuthi umsekeli kamongameli wayo umnumzana Walshman Ncube usephuma kuleli bandla. Umongameli Mnangagwa uthi labo abacabanga ukuthi uzanqotshwa kukhetho njengomongameli weZambia bayazikhohlisa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubhubhe abantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa 17 nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. Kutholakale njalo abedlula amakhulu amane 404 belomkhuhlane lo. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi inani labo bonke asebebulewe yicoronavirus kuleli likhwelela yakunkulungwane ezine ezilamakhulu phose amabili 4198. Asebefunyenwe belayo sebesedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 121,902. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuvikela lomkhuhlane isolo bazinkulungwane ezingamatshumi edlula amane 40,219. Abahlatshwe esibili bazinkulungwane phose ezingamatshumi amane 38,378. Asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala bonke sebephezu kwezigidi ezimbili 2,233,566. Asebehlatshwe esibili njalo ingeyokucina bedlula isigidi esilenkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 1,386,752. Izolo uhulumende uthi wamukele amajekiseni edlula ingxenye yesigidi 500,000 awe-Sinopharm athengwe kwele China. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuhlangana lezinduna zemathebeleleni kobulawayo kusasa bekhulumisana ngodaba lwegugurawundi. Iphephandaba leThe Chronicle lithi uhulumende usekufakazile lokhu. Izinduna lezi zikhangelelwe ukuqhuba umbuthano wazo namuhla zilungiselela lomhlangano. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi ikhomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha iNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission layo isenza imihlangano ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela udaba lwegugurawundi. Uhulumende kamnumzana Robert Mugabe wabulala abantu abadlula inkulungwane ezingamatshumi amabili kulombhuqazwe eMidlands laseMathebeleland ilizwe lisanda kuthola uzibuse. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Ibhethu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Zona izinduna ongakhumbula kumnyaka ophelileyo zikhiphe ugwalo lokuthi zona zifisa ukuthi ngabe udaba lwegugurawundi lubanjwa njani, ezalunika yena u-Emmerson zanika lowaye ngominister responsible for national unity. Kodwa into yokugroundi singayikhumbula ukuthi ngo-2013 abantu kubhalwa isisekelo abantu batho ukuthi bafisa ukuthi kube ludaba olulungiswa yi-commission ezimeleyo. But selokhe kusukela ku-2019 ubaba useyenze i-conclusion eningi around yolona loludaba lwegugroundi wadeyo ole uhlangana nabo Kevelin Collective ethi hayi abalungisa udaba lolo the following day ethi hayi i-commission mabasehambese mkhambise emthethweni yena but hayi i-NPRC ye-responsible kwakungemva kokuba nethe izinduna. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi kunzima ukuthi sithi izinduna akazikhokhele lelo hlelo ngoba izinduna yizo uma zikhokhela lolu hlelo umbuzo yokuthi amandla okukwenza lokho ziwathatha kubani ngoba izinduna ngobaba babantu ezigabeni. Esintwini sakithi ubaba engazwa-ke ayevelela ethunywe ngumkhwenyana ukuthi ayedombozele umntanakhe. So uma sozithi izinduna kazibe yizo ezikhokhelela lolu uhlelo olwegugrawundi umbuzo yokuthi abantu bona babe sebekhokhelelwa mbani. So ngibona ngazathi kubuya kukababa lowo kufuze sekuvuma ukuthi yikudlala ngabantu yikudlalisa isikhathi sabantu yena epolitika ngoba ngabe kuthiwa usinsiye since 2019 ngabe kukhona osokwenzakele kade sibaxatha nge-COVID kodwa ungamkhangela yena is all over nonkosikazi wakhe is all over ubesetsholotsho kusukane ezisanda kwedlula yena simbonta ubesemtare kodwa akula nto eyenzakalayo kade singamane ngezinye iy'ngatsha lezi okufana ukuthi ngabe ezidudaba lolo njalo zona zile time frame ethize okwezinduna kasekwazi ukuthi i-time frame yangkhona iyabe inganani obuya ukuzombambatha abantu bemagebheleland ebanikeze i-false hope yokuthi kukhona okulungisayo okungenante.
Siyabona ukuthi NPRC isiqalisile imisebenzi yayo. Yona ungathi layo kayithembeki yini ukuthi ingaluphatha kuhle lolu daba?
Kunzima ukuthi sithi NPRC ingaluphatha ngendlela esi abantu abafisa ngayo abeZimbabwe especially ama-victims lozulu general. Ngoba uma i-NPRC ilaba bantu abanjengo-Obed Godu njengama-commissioners abantu uma bekhangela i-genocide beyibone njengokuyintwanya kuba nzima ukuthi sifake ithemba kulo alubana bafake i-commission ebizafanana layifaka ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 amasosha akhe esedubula abantu elabantu abangaphandle kwamazwe abahloniphekayo kodwa bezakhipha a-credible report. But okunye okuluhlupho kuyona leyi i-commission mbona ngazathi is under resource and there is a lot of confusion ngoba ngabe yena ufuna ukuthi usebenzeke ngabe uthi ehlangana lezinduna kade ehlangane lazo in the presence of ama-commissioners izinduna zipresente their findings ama-aspirations phambi kwakhe lama-commissioners bese kuvunyelwa nto hayi kuzasetshenzwa kani. Okucacayo ukuthi vele ubaba lo udlala umacatshelana lamaZimbabwe udlala umacatshelana labantu abahlukunyezwayo uthenga isikhathi ukuthi ezedlule emhlabeni njengomgabi wadlule emhlabeni operensile badlule emhlabeni zonke nje iziqiwe ezaqeda abantu sezidlulile layo lokho ekhangeleleni ukuthi isikhathi sakhe sokuthi adlule emhlabeni sifike.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngomqondisi wenhlanganiso yeibhetho likaZulu. Ibandla leMDC Alliance lithi kungamanga ukuthi omunye wabasekeli bakamongameli walo umnumzana Walshman Ncube usesuka kuleli bandla. Imbiko ephume enkundleni zokuxhumana ibisithi uNcube usevuselela ibandla lakhe leMDC elalisaziwa ngezembatho eziluhlaza lingakangeni kuMDC Alliance. Limbiko ibisithi njalo umgcinisihlalo we-Alliance uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo laye usephuma kuleli bandla. Kodwa isikhulumeli seMDC Alliance kobulawayo umnumzana Sithan Chirodza utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi lokho akusiloqiniso.
Ayi lokho ngiyakuphikisa lawo ngamanga sibili aluhlaza ayisiyonto esingathona sikhuluma emsakazweni ngoba vele kungamanga into elethwa izitha zebandla leMTC Alliance.
Bakhona abathandabuza ukuba ibandla ikakhulu esigabeni sakobulawayo alimanga kuhle bekhuluma yena le indaba kaMnumzana Welshman Ncube lo unkosazana Thabita Khumalo abathi ungani laye kasafuni kasezwakali abasamboni lokunye okunjalo ungasela ukuthi nithini lina ngalokho.
Lokho futhi ngamanga mfowethu amanga sibili aluhlaza into engayitsho ikuthi akhona ama websites asebenza nsitha ama websites ukuthi akwazi ukuthi abanikazi ngobani kodwa ungakhangela ama websites lawa ngama websites ababaza uMnangagwa ababaze iZANU PF ababaze amalunga eLacoste kodwa ngaso kukhulunywa ngokwe MDC uzananzelela ukuthi ama websites lawa amisa umhlonga sola ibanda le MDC Alliance lo mongameli we MDC Alliance ubaba uNelson Chamisa. Ngathi inyanga edlulileyo izincwadi ezilokhu zifakwa kuma WhatsApp kuma social media inyabo Facebook labo Twitter bekufakwa izincwadi eziningi kwenzela ukuthi imbiko thina esiyikhiphayo ingaphumi ngendlela abantu basebesizwa into zamanga sonke isikhathi. Lizananzelela ukuthi ku Twitter lakwenye imsakazo isikhulumise MDC Alliance jikelele u-advocate Fatsai Mahere useke wakhipha umbiko esithi abantu beqaphele amanga asekhitshwa ngama-website lawa asapota iZANU PF. Njalo bengifuna ukuthi ngikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bengabona iwebsite ebulawayo 24 kumbe bebone iwebsite ebhalwe Harare Post belimuke nxa bebala incwadi eziphuma kulawo ma-website ngoba esikhathini esiningi ngama-website asetshenziswa ukukhuluma amanga kuhlambaza inkokheli ze-MDC Alliance lokuletha imbiko leyana eyenza ukuthi abantu besale cabanga kubi ngebandla. Bengicela ukuthi sikhuthaze abantu abasisekelayo ukuthi belimuke ulawo ma-website bavamanga ukukhuluma iqiniso.
Wona umkhankaso webandla khona ngapho esigabeni sakobulawayo uhamba njani kakhulu nxa sikhangele imigoqo ye-COVID-19?
Ayimbiko ihamba kuhle ngoba besivele sisebenzisa imihlangano but njengoba kulezi nsuku kungavunyelwa ukuthi abantu behlangane besibona lawo malunga amele indaba ze-communications uhanjiswa kombiko njalo sisebenzisa amaphepha ayabe ebhaliwe.
UMnumzana Sithan Chiroza isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance kobulawayo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi labo abafisa ukuthi anqotshe kukhetho oluzayo njengomongameli wakwele Zambia uMnumzana Edgar Lungu bayazikhohlisa. Ulungu unqotshwe ngobemela ibandla eliphikisayo ozafungiswa ngeviki ezayo ukuba ngumongameli omutsha uMnumzana Hakainde Hichilema. Ekhuluma labasekeli beZANU PF eMutare izolo uMnangagwa uthe labo abathi uzanqotshwa kumele bavuke ebuthongweni bapheke utshwala. Isikhulumeli sakhe uMnumzana George Charamba usanda kwethula amazwi asolwe ngabanengi esithi abalwa impi yenkululeko abasoze bavumele uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa ethatha intambo zombuso alubana ethe wanqoba. Sixoxelo hlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
inkulumo yakhe ngendoda esiyethukile, indoda ngethuka iyaqalisa ukukhuluma izinto ezingaqedakaliyo, ama threats okuthi abantu bebona ngani uGoliath, kodwa ngabe akayethukanga, ngabe kwakukhulumi konke lo. So uyakwazi inkulumo yakhe enegative lay iyademoralize abantu, inikeza abantu impression yokuthi bengaze bevote akasoze phume. Ngilindele usuku lapho kuzathiwa uDliwe wayalela esikhundleni kwedliwe, kwacaca kwa announce ukuthi uDliwe. So mbona ngazathi inkulumo kaEmerson iright eyikhuluma ikhuthaza abalandeli bakhe, izama lokudemoralize amaZimbabweans ngoba ungabatshela ukuthi kasoze phume. Kulabantu abaningi abangasoze benjani bayevota besithi hayi kakhipheki, kodwa alubana kuya ngokuya civil ngeqiniso amaZimbabweans kufuze bephakame ngobuningi beyevota, befake umuntu abamfunayo. Bengafaka umuntu abamfunayo bese sibona ukuthi lowo osevuke ukuba isigebenga elizweni lomthetho, umthetho uzakuthini.
Ucharamba la isizwe sithi ilanxa uchamisa engaze enqobe kukhetho, umnangagwa kasoze aphume embusweni. Ungathini ngalawo mazwi?
Lokhu baba kukhulumayo lo ukuthi yena engaze adleka soze ephume esikhundleni, uSmith laye wakutsho, kodwa wathi sedliwe waphuma. Okudingakalayo kuphela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe ngalesi sikhathi samanje ababonayo ukuthi kulethwe untshintsho lokuthi kulethwe uhulumende wentando yabantu ukuthi bevote, kabasukume bebhalisa ngobuningi babo, especially abantu abasakhulayo, ngoba ikusasa yabo igarantiwe yivoti. Okwahanjwa kwalelwa ngamazipho ukuthi abantu bebelelungu ngelo lokukhetha uhulumende abamfunayo. So lakathi abantu bengasukuma ngobuningi babo bebhalisa, kuthi ngelanga lokubhalisa behambe ngobuningi bevota, kube sokusithi amabandla afuna ukuthatha lawo umbuso kabasukume befake ama-polling agent. Inkulumo kababa loyo ukuthi engadliwa kasoze ephume esikhundleni, hayi, inkulumo yegwala elizama ukwethusela abantu lokudemoralize abantu, ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe ungabatshela ukuthini, kangisoze ngiphume ngaze ngidliwe, bazabona kungasela sizathu sokuthi beyevota.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. Iphephandaba leKroniko lithi uhulumende uphakathi kokulungisa imigwaqo engamatshumi ayisithupha lanhlanu elizweni, okuluhlelo olulendleko engena ku-$625 million. Iphephandaba leNews Day lona lithi kulamagqwetha asemangalela uhulumende, amasonto kanye labenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo emthethwandaba, esola udaba lokuvimba abantu abangahlatshwanga ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 kwezinye inhlelo. Sobu isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani, sanibonani. Basakazi beStudio 7 lonke ngiyalibingelela. Ngingumama uMandlovu. UMandlovu uya eCholocho. Bantu bakaStudio 7 ngiyalibonga lonke. Basakazi lonke ngiyalibonga, lisakaza kahle futhi alithathi hlangothi. Ngiyaqala uba ngiyazi umsakazo ongathathi uhlangothi eZimbabwe, ngoba eZimbabwe wonke abasakazi mabe sakaza basakaza bethatha uhlangothi lwebandla elibusayo kathesi eliZANU-PF, kodwa lina alithathi hlangothi. Sithi thank you kuleyo ndawo, siyalibonga. Kodwa injongo yami ukuze ngikhulume lapha kuStudio 7, ngicela ukwazisa abantu bakithi esiNdebeleni ukuthi bakithi siphandliwe. Kunini saphandlwa singaboni? Abavula amehlo bonke abantu bakithi esiNdebeleni, abantu bakamthwakazi, bakamziliyazi, wonke kavule amehlo. Mina bengumama olandela MTC niyaka yonke sisiyasungulwayo. Kodwa namhlanje ngiyabona ukuthi lonke ngiphakathi koncindezelo engeke vithe ngilususe. Bakithi siphandliwe umuntu ozibona eku MTC engumuntu owakomthwakazi ezibona ekuzana umuntu owakomthwakazi ngiyamcela kaphume. Noma ungabe ungaphumanga kodwa na umqondisi uza leqiniso. Uyasikhulula umfana. Bakithi asiboneni umqondisi uyasikhulula. Sonkeni asiphumeni. Asiphumeni kuleli hlathi esikilo. Asiphumeni ebunyameni. Silandele umqondisi simvotele simsupporte bakithi ukuze nathi sithole uzivuse. Kunini siboshiwe amaketanga sasatane. Since from 1980 until namhla ngikhuluma siboshiwe ngamaketanga sasatane. Ngilapha kwamanje South Africa but ngizohamba ekhaya register. Ngizavotela umqondisi noma kanjani uwinile kawinanga kodwa ngicela siphumene ehlathini.
Studio 7, sanibonani, sanibonani Studio 7, nivuka njani? Hayi siyaphila, 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 siyaphila. Hayi nguthobela lo Brown Fisher. Hayi ngiyazi izinkulumo zeZambia, hayi siyazibongela. Noma uLungu esephumile, hayi siyambongela ngoba uphume kahle. Ngedwa kanawo amacala phela kunzima bafowethu nikwazi ukuthi umuntu naye mele aphume akwazi ukuthi naye phuma kufanele ayothonisa. Akushiphanga, that's why abakithi beyalele ezikhundleni bayakwazi ukuthi bengaphuma. Nizabafuna emakhodi ukuthi bake bebhekana namaye amacala. Nebhulungu akanawo awakhanga neno ngokucindezela isiko kubulala. Labana bangakithi bayabulala, that's why bengafuni ukuphuma embusweni. Sengathi hayi ningayiphatha kanjalo kustudio 7. Ngibe sengibulisa ikhehla lami elingizalayo uThobela Wilson nabafowethu amafirstborn angabafana. Ubaba kaKhero lo baba kaTsesha kuze kuyofika phansi kumalasbon. Hayi sengathi uNkulunkulu engasiphathisa bafowethu sizwane siphathisaneni. Hayi ngiyabonga nezalukazi zonke umagodi yababulisa.
Ngiyalibingelela basakazi ekuseni lonke nje silithanda kakhulu sethe indaba ezimnandi sitshaya ibizwe leZambia mhlophe. Siyababongisa abantu beZambia bavote bebanyene, so siyababongela. Maybe sezaphume kuhluphekeke singalapha sisayizigcili eGibhithe siyapika njengabantwana be-Israyeli eZimbabwe. So angaze bapolitic party labaningi kangaka angeke babulise uhulumende behlukene kangaka. Abaqaleka balise uhulumende bendawonye bese kubonakala-ke lokhu abangakwenza. So yikho sebakhuthaza khona ukubambana. Uma bengabambana kula nto abazayenza iZambia iphumile izimisele yavotela lo ubaba lo 15 years elisho ukuthi bamvotele azange alahle ingubo. So lami bantu beZimbabwe asifundeni yesikhipha uhulumende lo esesihlupheke kangaka. Kutshintshwane embusweni la. Ngiyabonga mna ngikhuluma ngobhidi ngiwumama umanyuphi.
Sanibonani, sanibonani lonke abalandeli labasakazi be-Studio 7. Into eZimbabwe ilenkinga enkulu ngoba laba abaphezulu badinga izikhundla zabo lemoto eziphezulu. Mina ngikhuluma ngisecholojo le nduna ikhona enye induna ekoleka izimali ebantwini kanti bazithatha nga. Kwezinye indawo khona ngapha indlala ikhona ngoba umhlabathi walapha abantu abalimanga kahle kwahamba lamanzi. So ubuzima lobo kusihlangana labo kuyathi konke khonapho le-COVID ungazi ukuthi uza kuqeda ngani. Hayi bakithi shiwa sithwele nzima uNkulunkulu ngawe uyabona ngenele kuphela kuphele yona COVID leyo sizihluphekele kawani.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. zingene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inkampani yezindaba AFP ithi abahlamuki besimoslem abedlulise amalawulo kwele Burkina Faso bahlasele babulala abantu abangamashumi amane lasishiyankalolunye 49 izolo. Umsakazo weVoice of America uthi uhlelo lwamazwe anothileyo olokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yeCOVID-19 esithathu luzadala ukuthi amazwe aseAfrika aswele amajekiseni. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Kulwesilisa obotshiweyo duzane lephalamende iCongress isolo ngemva kokwethusela ukudubula amabhomba duzane lalelidale. Amapolisa athi umsolwa ngumnumzana Floyd Ray Rosebery yena oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamatshumi phose amahlanu 49. Athi uvele eNorth Carolina lapho ahlala khona waya esikodlweni eWashington DC wafika wamisa imota yakhe duzane lephalamende wasetshela amapolisa ukuthi nxa engaphiwanga ithuba lokukhulumisana lomongameli Joe Biden ngodaba lweAfghanistan ubezimisele ukudubula amabhomba ekade esithi agcwele emoteni yakhe. Ubotshwe ngemva kokuzinikela emapoliseni sokwedlule amahola amahlanu amapolisa elokhu ezama ukukhulumisana laye. Sixoxe lohlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ungathi ngumuntu nje obedinga ifame esingathi ubezama ukuthi abonakale ngoba kuthiwa ube-streama live kuFacebook ukuthi ngilapha ngile bhomba njalo futhi ngi-patriot. Ngathi ubele zikhalazo eziningi nje ezi-against i-government esithi yena ule bhomba le kulezinto kumele zitshintshwe and I think umuntu obedinga nje ifame kuFacebook ukudazana njalo futhi sizokuthiwa ngumuntu ongathi ukhathazekile kakhulu ngoba ubesanda kushonelwa ngumama wakhe and it looks like so wadivorsa lo mfazi wakhe. So ngumuntu ongathi vele ulama problems ngokwakhe and therefore abantu abanjalo bayingozi. Okungazakaliyo kodwa manje ukuthi ubelayo yini ibhomba ngempela noma nje bekuyikukhuluma sisazozwa nje. Amapolisa mayise investigate la chazulula udaba lolu ukuthi ubelayo yini ibhomba.
Kulabantu abanengi abamsolayo uBiden abebandla lakhe lamademocracy lelamarepublicans eliphikisayo abathi kaluphathanga kuhle udaba lweAfghanistan. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ngingathi mina ludaba uBiden akhankasa ngalo kakhulu wakhampena ukuthi impi le yase-Afghanistan yimpi eseliminyaka engamashumi amabili kungacaci ukuthi ama-Afghani wona ngokwawo azimisele okunganani ukuthi balungise udaba lombusazwe bona bodwa njalo futhi bakwazi ukuthi baziprotect. I-America isispende amabhiliyoni ezimali itraina amabutho awe-Afghanistan iba provider ngezikhali lange-equipment ukuthi bakwazi ukuba self-sufficient bakwazi ukuzidefenda. Kodwa sibonile ukuthi i-Taliban siqala ukuthatha amadorobha after i-America sikhipha amasosha ayo. Sababona ama-Afghani bebaleka bechiya izikhali lezo kunye le-equipment yonke le yabanikezwa i-America ngokwesaba i-Taliban. So ngezinye indlela kusho ukuthi bebengakazimiseli bona ngokwabo ukuthi badefende buso wabo bebe rely on i-America ukuthi izobenzela konke. Engingathi abantu abaningi bakomplaina ngakho indlela I think i-planning enziwe ngakhona njengoba la uBiden ethi ukuthi abazange bananzelele ukuthi i-Taliban inga-acta nge-speed e-acte ngaso uku-take over ilizwe.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusaswe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. EMDC Alliance ithi ngamanga aluhlaza ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli wayo umnumzana Walsh Mncube usephuma kuleli bandla. Umongameli Mnangagwa uthi labo abacabanga ukuthi uzanqotsha ukhetho njengomongameli weZambia bayazikhohlisa. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.